Genesis 1, 1 to 5. Can we take it together? Everybody want to go? Verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called, and the evening and the morning were the what? Hallelujah. Okay, come down to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Mothers, you have to do your best not to be distracted, because I don't only need the babies to be quiet, I need you to be focused today. Okay, Genesis 1 from 26. Slowly, want to go everybody? Yes, sir. And God said, let us make... Yes. Okay, now you are seeing, he's saying, let man have dominion over the cow, the cattle, the incense, the earthworm. But verse 27, what was there? So God created man in his own words. Yes, in the image of God, male and female created he. 28, and God bless them. Okay, come down to verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, right? And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So, what now happened on the seventh day? Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's read one to go. Thus, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the... Okay, so which day was man created? Man was created when? On the sixth day, right? So, and he now declared the seventh day as the day of rest. Now, the seventh day, let's look at this. This is what the scripture calls Sabbath. Let's now look at what is actually called seventh day first. Exodus 20. Follow me today. Don't get tired. Exodus 20 verse 11. What is the significance of the seventh day? I'm sure you are writing. I'm sure you are reading. I'm sure you are paying attention. Your eyes on your Bible. Almost all true. Don't look at me at all. For Exodus 20 verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made what? Heaven and earth, the sea and all that are... that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and what? He hallowed it. Exodus chapter 31, verse 17. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was what? But Joshua, are you focused? Don't be distracted. On the seventh day he was what? Refreshed. Of course, the word Sabbath was used over 120 times in the Old Testament. Come to Leviticus 23. What is the significance of that seventh day? What is meant to happen on the seventh day? Leviticus 23 verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Nehemiah chapter 13. Nehemiah 13, verse 17. Please pay attention. Okay, verse 17. Are you there? Okay, I go. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, what evil things is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Verse 18. Did not your fathers Thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by what? That means not observing the Sabbath is punishable, right? Whatsoever is called Sabbath, if you don't observe it, you are... It's a sin. Simple. Not observing the Sabbath is punishable. And in fact, we could have said that it's an introduction of Moses. No. We saw that it actually started from Genesis. God said he rested on the seventh day. Okay. Follow me. Isaiah chapter 56. Perhaps this one will now give us a better clue to what Sabbath means. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6. So if you have not followed this series, I pray we'll be able to recover our lost files very soon. You can keep this one within the house. We have a website already. It's already active. But I didn't want to just share it so it doesn't look like somebody is rivaling anything. So, but very soon, all these messages will be there, and I will share it in-house so that you can download. Amen? Praise God. So, but by next year, I will make it more open when we have plenty of messages there. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6. So I'm saying this series, it should be part 3 or part 4 now. Part 3, Abi. Uh-huh. So you really need to see what we have said before. Verse 6. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 6. One to go. Slowly. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord, to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and what? Taking hold of. So we can say not to pollute the Sabbath is similar to what? Taking hold of the covenant. Are you with me? Hello? So not to pollute the Sabbath can be seen as taking hold of the covenant. Jeremiah 17. It's a very long day. In fact, we are. Thank God we don't have anybody that is pursuing us today. Don't worry, I'll make it short anyway. Verse 21. Jeremiah 17:21. Are you with me? Okay, let's flow. Thus said the Lord, take it to yourself and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. 22. Never carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day. Neither do ye any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. Verse 23. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they may not hear nor receive instruction. 24. Everybody, yes, sir. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently hearken unto me, saith the Lord, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day. But 25, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and horses, and they and their princes, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain for how long? Forever. So we can see that there is a blessing attached to what? Obeying, keeping the Sabbath. Amen? And there is a punishment attached to breaking the Sabbath. So what is the Sabbath? Hallelujah. So what was, why was man created on the sixth day and he was expected to enter into the seventh day and he was expected to live? He was created on the sixth and he was expected to live on the seventh. Why? That is a question. Follow me to Mark chapter 2. I have to compress some stuff here by the power of God. Mark 2, verse 28. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mark 2, 28. Everybody want to go? So the Son of Man is Lord even of... Who is the Lord of the Sabbath? Okay, Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. Don't worry, today's coming is coming that we no longer be disturbed by this generator noise. Colossians 2:16. Colossians 2:16. Are you there? Okay, want to go everybody, 16 and 17. Yes, sir? Hold on, everybody. Bend your feet, everybody. Bend your feet. Sorry. No matter how much you hate me, you are going to be on your feet. Colossians 2:16. I need you to pay attention. Want to go, everybody? Yes, sir? Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of all of the 17 which are a shadow, but the body is what? It's of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated. That means the essence of the Sabbath day is Christ. Amen. He said the body is Christ. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11. Ooh, hallelujah. Matthew 11, let me read 26. Let me read 27, you read 28 for me. I read from Amplified Version here. All things have been entrusted and delivered to me by my Father, and no one fully knows and accurately understand the Son except the Father, and no one fully knows and accurately understands the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son deliberately wills to make him known. 28. Want to go? And I. Amen, amen. So what is applicable in Jesus? Rest, right? So when a man comes to Jesus, he receives rest. So what is the essence of the Sabbath? Rest, right? The Sabbath is rest for man. And who is God's rest for man? Jesus. Are you with me? So when Adam was told to enter into the seventh day, it was figurative of what? Don't you say Jesus be intelligent? It was figurative of what? Now, because the creation of man, how should I put this? Okay. Is man created on the sixth day, or the creation of man was complete on the sixth day? It's like both are correct. Okay, if I tell you that the creation of man was complete on the sixth day, oppose or defend that statement. Think about it. On day one, day two, day three, God first put some stuff in motion, right? E.g. now, can man exist without oxygen? Can man exist without a functional solar system? Without the law of gravity? That means some things were first put in place. That means God was working. Don't worry, we are going to enter all those, and he was creating moon and sun and everything. You see who was creating. Amen. So that means there were some, don't worry, don't think where I'm going. That means there were some activities that will eventually lead to the creation of man. That means when God made everything higher, then he now brought man in. And I say, man, enter into my rest. And don't forget, on day one, figuratively, what did he create? He created Christ. Christ in my church. Light, Abby. What is the light here? Post. He created good gospel. Don't worry, me and you, I didn't know our issue. We have one eternal issue. Get ourselves. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so on day one, We actually saw that it was prophetic for salvation. It was prophetic, like, that was the rest. So he now said, okay, on the seventh day, it's time for you to enter. Now, follow me carefully. Genesis 1, 31. Genesis 1, 31. What's there? And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was what? Emphasis on very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Okay, now follow me to Hebrews 4. So what is the intention and interpretation of the Sabbath? Don't worry, it's a boring topic. You will sit here till I'm done. Nobody is leaving, unless the landlord comes to for sure. Hebrews 4 from verse 1. Mr. Christie, although you are distracted, but don't be distracted. Although you are saved, but be saved. Hebrews 4 from verse 1. Okay, Lee, we take this slowly. I will read verse 1. You will read verse 2 for me until we get to verse 12. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2, want to go? For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he has said, as I have sworn in my word, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You can write in your Bible, Genesis. Verse 4, everybody wants to go? Where is that? Genesis what? Which verse, chapter and verse? Sir? 2 verse 2, right? Okay, good. Let me read verse 5. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Verse 6. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Verse 8. If in my church, you still say Jesus. Who was he speaking about? Context will save you from disaster. Who is this talking about in verse 7? Again, he limited a certain day in David. I mean, that after so long a time, if you will enter in, hear his voice, add not to your heart. Did not say verse 8. Who preached rest before David? So, to Joshua, what is rest? Egypt to where? Canaan. I mean, so to Joshua said yes. God wants to take us into our rest, a land flowing with milk and honey. It's our rest. So he now got to Canaan, and yet prophecy came again that, guys, you are not yet in the rest. They are, we are in Canaan. And God said, no, this is not the rest. Praise God. That same rest that was prophesied to what is his name, to Adam. Even Abraham received the same prophecy. We'll go to that later. All over. That's okay. Go to Canaan. That's the rest. That means Canaan was a vehicle to communicate something to them. Canaan is the tool, is a tool. Christ is the essence. Are you with me? So that means after they enter Canaan and they still did not believe the gospel, David said again, today, if you hear his voice. David said again, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. Which verse are we going? Which verse is that? Okay, let me read verse 8 now. So if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Verse 9. Verse 10. For he. So verse 10 was referencing where? Genesis, Abi, that he's saying he see the same rest God spoke about in Genesis. Because he's saying, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. That means, as God was ceasing from his own works, amen, he wants man to what? Abandon his own works, and what? Enter into his rest. That means, believe in. Okay, now, verse 11. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of. So, what does it mean now to pollute the Sabbath? What does it mean to pollute the Sabbath? Huh? So, what does it mean to observe the Sabbath? To believe. So, go and tell all those Sabbatarians that they are wrong for 6,000 years. Amen? That means, in their church, that means every day, Jesus is telling them that, yes, you are doing this, because you know they are right. According to the law of Moses, Sabbath day is Saturday, not Sunday. Amen? But they are so wrong. They left the essence, faced the shadows. They use one Omar gift to bring Buhari to you. You grab the Omar gift, left the Buhari. Now you understand better. Why? That Sabbath day, that particular Sabbath day was a vehicle to communicate the Messiah. To communicate the redemptive plan of God to save. So people will now enter Canaan. They will reject the reason why Canaan was Canaan. Amen? Praise God. Why? Verse 12. For the word of God is what? Quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divinity as son of the soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, is a discerner of thoughts and the intent of the heart. Only the word can save you from unbelief. That's what that verse is saying. Okay. So, on the Sabbath, what must happen? That's my next question. Somebody can now guess. God did all the work for 6 days. He now told man, Sabbath day is yours. Therefore, on the Sabbath, what must happen? Not only that. Yes. Yes. Before man can believe, what must happen? Sir, Turkey, Alaji, the gospel must be what? Preached. Why? There is no disobedience without a message. Don't forget. Never forget that. No unbelief without a message. That means to Adam in Genesis chapter 1, there is a message in that 6 days for Adam. Now, that means on the seventh day, there will be a preacher. That means on that seventh day, there will be a preacher. Praise God. So this is my question. So who is the preacher to Adam? Calm down. That's where we are going today. So who was the preacher to Adam? You see, is it God? Is it Lucifer? I hear Lucifer in my church. Amen, amen. Praise God. Okay, to answer that question, you have to go through the journey of the wilderness. Job, hallelujah. Anytime I mention Job, you know there's Wala. Job. Job 32. So, in what form was man in Genesis 1? Please pay attention. In what form was man in Genesis 1? Calm down, just calm down. Now, we saw like two creation of man. We saw Genesis 1:26, and God created man in his own image. We also later in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, 8 that God formed man out of the dust of the ground. Don't worry, we are coming to that, today. So in what form was man in Genesis 1? Or was there any man in Genesis 1? So that's the question. In what form was man in Genesis 1? Do you know why? Do you know why I'm asking that question? Did God, think about it. Did God do any work on the seventh day? Hello? Did God do any work on the seventh day? The creation of man, is it a work? Yes. So if man had been made, when would he have been made? Sometime in the 1 to 6 days. Thank you. The summer, you understand where I'm going. So that means between the first day and the sixth day, man would have been made. Amen. Because don't forget, after 6 days, God did nothing. Okay. So in what form or where was man in between day one to day six? Where was man? Now follow me carefully. Job 32. Today, let's forget about Genesis temporarily. If a man dies right now, what happens to his body? Huh? It's what? I know it's not to be Sunday service. It's got to be Bible study first. It's got to be those Bible study that we try to sit down in the circular table. Amen. Don't worry, I'm looking for another public holiday or the day when somebody else will die and they will declare one public holiday, or somebody will leave for anyone and they will declare one public holiday. Sorry, okay, I should not call die. Okay, yes, thank you. Sorry. Yeah, my wife said no now, die. Okay, praise God. You know. So once we have public holiday, we come again for our 8 hours Bible study with Indomie. No, Indomie is not coming again. No, they put pepper. Do you have any Yoruba man? Okay, it's taller. Yoruba people, pepper. Job 32. There is no one pepper in my house. Say that. Verse 8. So I was asking a question. If a man dies right now, what becomes of his spirit? Huh? Returns to, I want to say God. Say it. I let him catch. That means okay, when a man dies right now, we know there will be a separation of the what? Spirit from the body, right? Okay. And what is in Job 32 verse 8? Want to go everybody? There's a spirit in man and the inspiration. Now follow me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Imagine, see me, this is my young brother now, is learning scripture from this age. Where are we? You know what we are doing? You know what we are doing at that age? Sure. Huh? Biscuit. Huh. Sunday school. Where's Sunday school? Yeah. We are watching film of Heaven is So Real. Akuba. Unbelief. First Thessalonians chapter 5:23. Okay, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole what? Spirit and soul and body be what? Please hear me, write this down. Man is not a spirit that has a soul and a body. No, man is spirit, soul and body. Man is what? Spirit, soul and body. That means that dominion that God wants him to have, he cannot exercise that dominion until he is what? Spirit, soul and body. If he is only spirit, he cannot dominate the earth. Okay. Also, or but the spirit can exist without the body. Are you with me? Today, do we have spirits that have no body? I'm waiting for somebody to say no. Do we have spirits today that have no body? Huh? Yes, right? So that means spirits can exist without what? Without body. Are you with me? Now, see this scripture, James chapter 2. James, yes. James 2, 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without work is dead also. So that means this body cannot exist without the spirit, not vice versa. He is not saying the spirit cannot exist without the body. That means when you saw some man in Genesis 2:6, that is not a proof guarantee. Sir, are you recording? Check. No, let us. Jesus. Okay. That means when you saw man in Genesis 2:22:6, that is not a proof that was the first man existed. Are you with me? Okay, so man, spirit, soul, and body, but man was created. Hebrews 12. I have to carry you gently through this part before we get to the next part. Don't worry, I still have 1 hour, 20 minutes to go, so calm down. Hebrews 12, 23. I have to give you enough things to go and ponder upon when you get to Hebrews 12, 23. Are you there? So the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written where? In heaven. And to God the judge of, and to the what? Spirits of just men made. That means even right now we have spirits that are existing in heaven without a body. Is that clear? Is that clear? This one will help you to understand the concept of heaven very soon. I mean later anyway. So that means we have spirits that exist without a body. When will their bodies be given to them? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Be fast. Just be following me one step at a time. Where is you? Don't lose any small statement. See what he's saying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet. Not Trump. Look like Donald Trump. With the Donald Trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall what? Huh? The dead in Christ shall what? Now, how will the dead in Christ rise first? How will they rise first? How will this happen? Think about it. How did Jesus raise himself from the dead? Jesus, when he died, went to where? His body was where? In the grave, in the tomb of who? Joseph Arimathea, right? So his body was there, but his spirit went to where? Hell, to suffer the condemnation that we deserve. So in hell, what happened? 1 Timothy chapter 3, open every scripture. The answer to these things are in the scriptures. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, we are in this church, we are going to answer the questions that a lot of people have been posing about God, about tree of knowledge of good and evil, everything. I'm still coming there today. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, what's there? And without controversy, great is the mystery of God was manifest where? Next thing, what? Justified in the spirit. Now don't forget, stop there. That means, I've said this here before, that for God to need justification in the spirit, that means he was condemned, amen? God manifest in the flesh was Jesus, right? His word was made flesh, John 1:14. Plenty of scripture, John 1:1. So he was made flesh. In the flesh, he was made sin for us. He went to hell as our sin, right? So in hell as our sin, after 3 days, what happened? He was what? Justified. Amen? So that means the justified Jesus now came back to that same tomb of Joseph Arimathea and what? He immortalized his own body. Praise God. It's not that there was one magnet that just body comes, spirit comes back. No. His own self, amen. That same spirit of Jesus
came out of hell, being justified from hell, he came back to that body, woke it up, entered. At least you have watched all those and your baptisms before. Praise God. That should help you. Amen. Amen. So he immortalized the body himself. So, hallelujah, in the glorification, hallelujah, says we go and find their body, wherever it is, and what? They will raise it up. That's the point. Yeah. He gave you a clue. Say, from dust are you, and from dust are you return. That means you can get anything from back from the dust. Sorry, I know right now if I say question, plenty answer, but that's why today's not a Bible study. Okay, well, are you following me? That means saints, upon the glorification, saints will look for their body. Wake it up. So Genesis 1:26. Are you following me, everybody? I know it looks somber, but just keep following. That's all you need. You need to get to the conclusion for you to understand this process. Okay, Genesis 1. Again. Want to go? And God said, let us make man, where? In our own image. After our what? Likeness. And this type of man, what will he have? He will have dominion. Praise God. So that means the type of man that God is looking for is the man that will have the same creative ability like God. Amen. God as a spirit was speaking and he was making physical things. Amen. So he was looking for a man that will create things by saying. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But 27 now says something. So God created man in his own image. What's that? When was man fully created in his own image? If I am saying I want to make let's assume this is a leather, this is a leather rug. If I want to make a leather rug, what will be the first thing? What I want to make is a leather rug, right? But what will I need first? Template. That's too deep. At least I will need the leather. Abi? Or I'm saying I will need the animal from which I will take the what? Leather. So now, man is what? Spirit, soul, and that means before man, who can have dominion over the earth? Is it spirit alone? The person that can have dominion over the earth is what? Spirit, soul, and praise God. Okay, that will mean. So, who do God want to create? Is it just man or man in his image? So that means, number one, there must first be what? Man. Abik? That means, okay, and man is what? Spirit, soul, and. So, who can exist without the other? So, when God is saying, I want to make man in my own image, which one was God directly responsible for? Hallelujah. So the spirit of the man is what is kind of living God searching through the inward part of the belly. That is why the spirit of man is totally indestructible. Why? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 14. For whatsoever the Lord has done shall be what? Forever. So if it is God that created that body, the body will be what? Undecayable. Sorry for my grammar. The body will just be there. Be there. But that means even whether you are righteous or you are not righteous, sinner or non-sinner, can the spirit of man be extinct? No. Why? Creation of God. So, in Genesis 1:26, if you are looking in time, amen? If you are looking in time, when God said, I want to make man in my own image, as when he spoke, what will be created? The spirit of man. That means, but is that man? No. That means the spirit of that man will not undergo first some activities to become a man. That is what you saw in Genesis 2, 6, verse 6. And that man will not undergo another activity to become a man in his image. So, when he was saying, so God created man in his image, when was that fulfilled? New creation. Are you with me? Just calm down. That means, when was that fulfilled? The new creation. Okay. See this. So, Genesis 1 verse 26 was like the intention. 1:27 was prophetic. Because man was never created in the image of God in Genesis. Amen. Adam was never called the image of God. For the first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That's the Lord from heaven. So that means that man in his image was only fulfilled in Christ. So whosoever is now in Christ is a new creation, man in his image. Amen? Praise God. Don't worry, I'm not yet done. I'm just halfway. Don't forget, we are trying to answer a question. Thank God. So we have answered that. So where was? So in what form was man in Genesis 1? Spirit. Right? Praise God. Okay, follow me. Hebrews 2 now. Hebrews 2. Someone should sow a tablet into my life. Hallelujah. So you can acquire through the fire. So you don't aspire from your empire with an umpire in despair. HSN. I standing. Hebrews 2. Don't worry, we'll remove that one from the message. Verse 6. Follow me. This will now explain Genesis 1, 26 and 27 for you. Hebrews 1, 26. I'm sorry. Hebrews 2, verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or what is the son of man that thou shouldest what? Visited him. 7. Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor. And this set him over the works. Sorry, is that an intention or reality? Wait, verse 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under what? For in that he put all things in subjection under him, he left nothing. Shia. Sorry, who was with me on that group on that Apollo what? Apollo anything? Okay, anything you call it. Like, this is a checkmate. He said in that he put all things under him. He left nothing. God's right to do anything on earth, he doesn't have it. See, he left nothing. Nothing. Like, God does not have right to stop what man has chosen to do. That's why even for God to save us, he had to come through a man. The heavens are the Lord's. The earth he has given to all, the children of men. He has given. I checked that word dominion in the Greek. I forgot saying one shadon, something like that. He's saying let man rule the earth. Let man dominate. Let man be king here. And whatsoever God has given, he has given. Sorry, that's the issue. But that is his mistake. He gave it. That is why he could not stop Adolf Hitler. Do you think it's God's joy for 50 million people to die? 50 million minimum. Second World War. But God could not. If you do nothing, I can do nothing. Till now, when I get to heaven, the people I first look for are those people in those dark ages that kept quiet. And tongues was lost. Lost. Like, lost. Imagine Jesus died and rose again. And over 1,000 years, we don't have a record that a man spoke in tongues. That is after Paul has come home. We have all the epistles. We have all the everything. And since you went to farm, I didn't say 1 year, 1,000 years. There was no Holy Ghost meeting. And Jesus is already at the right hand of the Father. If you, until a man now came, Martin Luther now starting gradually again, now brought back faith, now brought back solar scripture, solar faith, solar glory to God, everything. Until when the rejoicing that they are doing anyhow in contention, that they are killing themselves, who just brought it back for us? It's not getting taken. How many years ago? Just 20 or so, or 30 years ago. Things were just lost. Lost. Man, if we do nothing, Jesus will be there. We will kill ourselves with nuclear bomb here. It's not that he won't want to, but he has given. He said in that he put all things under him, he left nothing. That means, even in redemption, if we don't take out the gospel, there is no God's sovereignty or omniscience that will save people. Nothing will happen. We decide. Amen. If all Christians today, if men on earth today decide something that okay, there will be no more God. Nobody will mention God again. If we all decide, God will keep. He can't do anything. So that means God's way, hallelujah, of having His own reign on earth is out. Is through us. Simple. How will God influence His way right now? Through us. You know, there are a lot of things I didn't share. I didn't share in that group. I can't Nebuchadnezzar. Scan through Daniel, scan through all those. You will see who made that Nebuchadnezzar mad. He's there. You think it's God that was angry with Nebuchadnezzar and said, well, you go and be eating grass like us? No, he's there. Go and read it. He's a man. You think those Jews in captivity, you think they are happy with him? Who go and read the answer of Daniel when the writing on the wall. You know who prayed and there was writing on the wall. God. Somebody brought the angel. Go and do it. Man. Sorry, now this is where I'm going. He said in that he put all things under him, he left nothing that is not put under him, right? Are you with me? Are angels part of the creation of God? So who are angels under? That is serious. See, the concept of that, that is the mother of all the false doctrines we are seeing today. Say, 24 hours miracle money. One of them works. I'm not saying they don't work. I'm saying stuff and I don't like it. When you slap somebody and you use anointing to commit abortion. Amen? In that, he left, that means, oh God. It's just about. No, there's a story in the Bible. Don't worry. You are saying, time is going. And I'm halfway. I'm serious. I'm actually halfway. And I will finish today. You don't go. Stay at the door. There's a story in the Bible. It's not a God glorifying story. Israel had prophecy. That should be 2 Kings chapter 2 or under 2 3. Israel had a prophecy that they're going to fight Moab. And the prophets have prophesied, you will win, no shaking. And Israel got to the battle. They were fighting. Israel, of God, they have God's back in quotes. And they were fighting, and they were winning. They were triumphing. And the king of Moab, he doesn't want, because Israel is actually coming to oppress Moab, to take their land. And the king of Moab said, he took his best men to break through to the king of Israel. He couldn't. Finally, we don't know what happened though. And the king took his eldest son, the one that ought to reign instead. See drama. Picked him on top of it, of the city gate, sacrificing. And Bible simply said, an indignation was raised against Israel, and they went back to their city. See, today, I don't know what happened there. To tell you that. It's not God that was like behind Israel. It was angels. It was angels. It was angels. So that one went now. You people, you have a comment, Abby? I will show you paper too. We know stuff. So he took his eldest son, did woman sacrifice. And Bible say indignation. was against Israel. And Israel just departed, they left him. See, the world is ruled by men that knows how to wedge power, whether spiritual or physical. Sorry, whether bad or good, they wedge it and it happens. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the new creation is restoration. We restore everybody back to their order. Eh? The people who are abusing it, stop that. This is how to use it. Amen. Praise God. Order is here. Hallelujah. Okay. Back to Genesis chapter 2 now. So, okay, Hebrews 2. See this verse 8. In that he put all things under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. Last phrase. Want to go, everybody? But everybody want to go? But now we see not. What is that, sir? See, oh, in that he put things under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. See, but now we don't see all things totally under him. What's that, sir? That means the dominion God presented to man, did he receive it fully? In fact, did he receive it at all? No. That means even what we are doing now is what they did without Christ is film trick. See, now we don't see all things under him. That talked about Adam's sin. Next verse. But who do we see? Ooh, hallelujah. So how would man entered into that seventh day, Sabbath day? We see who? Jesus. Are you with me? Okay, let's go. Oh yeah, I'm raising now. So now, chapter 2. Genesis 2. So rest is the next thing after what? Creation, right? After creation, what's the next thing? Rest. And for rest to occur, the gospel must be preached. So to Adam, what could have been the gospel in Genesis chapter 1? It's simple. I've said it several times today. What is the gospel in the whole of Genesis chapter 1? Light 1, good. Any other one? Sir? Enter into my rest? Yes. Salvation is the word I'm looking for. Dominion, say it very well. Man, where? In my image. What is the intention of God? Man in my image. So, that means, God, there will be a choice, right? Man in my image is a man. Oh, I don't know the name of man. Man, every creation of God has free will. Amen. Even goat has free will. Hope you know. This goat has free will. Goat. Goat has free will. So every creation of God, they have free will. So that is God's. That's okay. You can also call this. See, the free will of man and the spirit of man is God's sovereignty. Like if you want to say unquestionable, you are the Lord. Yes, he gave man free will. That is unquestionable. Yes, he created a spirit that cannot be destroyed. You can't do anything to it. Sovereignty. The sovereignty of God is not that you will be born in Nigeria, you will suffer. And you from Nigeria, you go to Somalia. And you, your father will be Donald Trump. Like all those rearranging, destiny. The destiny cannot be changed. It can only be delayed. It cannot be denied. Amen. Then it can be denied. Like, don't get serious. Don't take school and everything serious. You will know the meaning of denied. Amen. Amen. Not you anyway. I'm pursued of better things. So, what is the gospel in Genesis 1? What do we call it? Man in God's image. Take the image of God. Okay. So, who would have been the preacher to Adam? Genesis 2 verse 1. have 2 pages to go. So who have been the preacher to Adam? Genesis 2 verse 1. Everybody want to go slowly? Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the world. What is the meaning of host? Host from the Greek, I'm sorry, Hebrew, means what? An army. That suggested what? Don't just say angels. That suggested what? Somebody has said it. Somebody said something here. You are with, I heard a whisper. Oh, it's my ear that I'm whispering to me. Don't just say angels. Host of them. Is it only angels that are the spirits created in Genesis 1? Is man not there? So the host for them will mean what? Huh? Spirits. Yeah. Yeah. Man not a spirit. But man is spiritual and body. That means man has not gotten to his permanent site. Amen. Angels have gotten to their own permanent site. Amen. Why? They are meant to be spirits. But man is what? Soul and body. So, therefore, if you now come down to Genesis chapter 2,
should I rush down to that one or not?
So, okay. Wait, before I go to explain angels a bit more. So, if I now go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed of the and breathed to his nostril the breath of a man became a when did God stop walking? Who was walking on the seventh day? The seventh day is for who to walk? Sorry, is for who to Jesus. Huh? So if man is a spirit, Jesus could enter his body. Since we pick their body, will it be impossible for Adam to do something? Hello? Don't be dull. Hello? Is this not Rema? It's not Rema. Praise God. Okay, now, follow me. Let me reverse back a bit. I have so much time today. Is prophet coming? It's not coming. Good. Okay. So, man with his body will be able to relate more to the physical things, right? Okay. With his body, will be able to relate more to physical things. But yet, I did a lot of stuff in this place, which I'm not even bringing today. When you heard God was bringing animals to Adam to name it, why should that be God? Now, just think now. Why should that be God? When you read later in Genesis 2 that God brought all the animals to Adam to name it, why should that be God? Why should that be God that brought that would bring the animals? That means something is in Genesis 2, which I will show you now. That means angels remain the spirits so that they can perform special errands for man. Amen. Are you with me? They remain a spirit. Man has dominion. But angel will have to remain a spirit for man. Hebrews 1:14, what's there? Are they not all what? Ministering spirits, Abi? Sent to minister for them. Who shall be heirs of salvation? Okay, go to Daniel chapter 10. Are you with me today? Hope I've not started
Remalizing.
Last verse. Daniel 10, 21. This is an angel speaking here. Daniel 10, 21. Want to go, everybody?
Oh, God. Okay, I wait for you.
Daniel 10, 21. Again, I will shield thee that which is what? Noted in the scripture of truth. Again, I will shield thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that ordered with me in these things but Michael, your prince. That was Gabriel speaking, right? Okay, he said, I will show you what? In what? Scripture, right? And Hebrews, see, read that Hebrews yourself. Hebrews 1:14. Please ensure you are jotting some small, small things. So even if you don't understand, yes, just be jotting. Hebrews 14 says, are they? Okay, see what he's saying in verse 13. But to which of the angels said it at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. 14, want to go? Are they not all ministering? Sent forth? That means in angels ministering for man, what will be the key thing they should minister? Okay, and in Genesis chapter 1, what is the message of salvation? Man in the image of God. That means, man, there is an information that we have to share with you. That is the programming of angels. It's not that God sits somewhere and he gives angels, he dishes out instruction to angels, like, okay, now go and tell him again, go and tell him again. No. Angels are pre-programmed. Amen? To minister what? Salvation. To minister that intention of God, because man, I don't know how you will feel if I tell you that Adam never saw God. But don't worry. Delete that from your memory. I didn't say that. Next Sunday we'll get to that. Because it'll be funny. If he actually saw God, it'll be funny. So anybody that will relate what God has pre-planned to man, angels, spirits, they remain spirits. Praise God. Okay, follow me. Don't get tired right here, right now. So, like I said, they are created to. What did I write here, sir? Something like that. My writing is serious. Praise God. Okay, Genesis chapter 2. Now, I want you to do something. Everybody, pick your barrel and book. Tabula letter. In tabular form. No, after this, I will try and round up. I want to get to the devil today. It's like you guys didn't like devil. You didn't get to him there. No, he's there. No, in Genesis 3, he's there. Okay, Genesis 2. I want to give you a 5-minute exercise. Are you ready? Things that God said on the left, then things that God did on the right. Amen? Okay, yes, 2 column, tabular letter. I'm coming to inspect everybody. Okay, where's your tabular letter? Draw the table. Divide word and opposite. You understand? Antonyms and synonyms. So on the left, things that God said. On the right, things that God did. Now yourself, I'm not going to do this for you. Read through the chapter now. Anything that you saw, I didn't say you should write everything. Anything that you saw that God said in Genesis 2, write it on the left. Things that you saw that God did, like is a doing, action, put it on the right. Your time starts now. 5 minutes. Genesis 2 alone. I want to teach you something. I tell you to come on Wednesday and you won't come. This is a punishment. Wife is like, I will need water very soon. I need to keep them longer. Under my. Thank you.
It's you that I see.
Okay. Patolu, are you done? Are you done, sir? Are you too? Okay, I think so. Okay. Everybody lift up your hands. Thank you. Let's help ourselves. So, on things that God said, what's the first thing? Huh? Somebody should speak for us now, please. Yes, somebody? Yes, sir? Okay? That means God gave instructions concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Is that okay? Next. Huh? Jesus. Okay. Okay, next. Same thing when so he blessed 7 days. That is the same thing he was saying when he said in Genesis 1, verse 5, and God saw the light that it was good. No, in fact, the Bible says he blessed. Is he blessed or something is there? Go to chapter 1, verse 4. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, what did God do? He called the light day. The darkness he called night. Amen. Praise God. So, like God blesses the seventh day. It's the same thing like God is saying, this is my rest. Amen? It's like he's saying, this is the same thing. So, the next thing we saw him did was what? The tree of the knowledge of... he said, Abi, utterance. Utterance. And what's the next thing? He talked about the earth mate. Okay, this is not Rema, okay? Let me ask you this. Is that, of course, God was talking about physically? Don't forget what I talked about, Buhari and Jeep. What is the Jeep of that place? The woman. But what is the Buhari there? Ma? Okay, everybody find that out. We talk on that on Wednesday. What? Because if it is an utterance, it must be beyond the surface. Okay? So, the given... Don't bring your idea here. The union create the... That introduction of a woman, what, of course, is a physical thing. Okay? But it's a vehicle for what? Let's search that out. Let me not hurry you into any conclusion. Okay, now, actions. Number one, plenty. Rested, Abi. Good. Number two, please, let's have it one after the other. Yes. Number two, bless 7 days. You have done that one now. Next, he formed man out of the... Please, circle that. He formed man out of the dust. Circle that, I'm coming there. Next. He brings the brethren. Okay, yes, let's call that one part of it for me. Yes, next. God planted a garden. Good. Next. He put man there. Yes. Anything else? He caused things to grow. He made trees. Thank you. Yes. He brought animals to Adam. Next. Good. Good. Please, in your mind, everything you saw under God's action, call it spiritual activities. Do you know why? The man that is writing, Moses, God is a spirit, right? Are you with me? Angels are spirits, right? Will Moses be able to clearly identify between when God is walking and when angels are walking? No. So God did. You know, this one will help you to decipher a lot of passages in the Old Testament that is saying God did this. Like that Job that is saying God was having a meeting with some people. So was having, when you get to that, this first king, second king, that was saying a lying spirit from the presence of the Lord. You know, we are coming to all those things. But of course, I want to stick. I didn't want to try to do like something like Pastor Nika did in Law and Genesis. No, I'm just simply explaining Genesis. Like, okay, somebody also asked me that. Okay, is that my own version of Law and Genesis? I said no. I said I am only explaining Genesis 1, 2, 3. In fact, by now we just stop in 3. Then we take 1 year of unbelief. Then we come back. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so separate, this will help you, okay? Separate the actions from the utterance. The actions are not necessarily God. E.g., God did not form the body of man. It was man. That's God. Lord God went and formed. That was Adam himself creating his own body from the dust of the ground. That couldn't have been God. Or else we can blame God that, God, I didn't like my own head like this. I would have preferred the nose to be somewhere else. Then why should God make something that will not be eternal? Why should God make something that will be imperishable? God made his own body in Christ when Christ rose from the dead. That one is immortal. That is the body that the Lord has made. That is the one we are going to have eventually. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God... Now, E.G., when you are, I will not say much on this. E.G., when you are hearing that God brought animals to Adam, to Nail, why should it be God? What type of stuff is that? Let me give you on the two sides. On the bad side, when Jesus casted out 2,000 demons from the mother of Gadara, where did they enter? What did they make the pig to do? That means spirits can make animals do something, right? Oh, are you there? In Daniel 6, when Daniel was thrown into the den of lion, what did Daniel say? He said, God has sent what? His angels to what? Shut them out. That means angels can what? Influence animals to do something. So why should we be God when angels are around that will now be carrying goats and sheep? Adam, come on there. That is to show you clearly that in Genesis 2, Adam himself was exercising dominion. He was dominating. Of course, not in the image. But he did not reach the permanent site. He did not reach where God is taking him to. He didn't reach that main intention of God. Now, about the tree of knowledge of good and evil and tree of life, to actually decipher that, we have to now go into the issue of devil. Now we take us to Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 31, Ezekiel 28. Perhaps on Tuesday we are going to do that. Hallelujah. Praise God. But then, yes, everybody, pray in tongues. Praying tongues, just praying tongues. Play the keyboard. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I have more here, but I just have to stop. Don't see it like I gave you a conclusion. Also, go and ponder. You have my Facebook contact. You have my WhatsApp contact. Just send me questions before Wednesday. You ensure you send me, ask me a question based on what you have said today. Thank you, Father. He said, in that he put all things under him. We have not seen until put under him. But hallelujah, we see Jesus. We see Jesus. The victory that Adam could not enjoy, in Jesus we have it today. We have it today. We have it today. We have it today. Thank you, Father. We have you today. Victory is what we have today. Dominion is what we have today. Victory is what we have today. We have you today. We have it today. We are in the image of Christ. We are in your image. Victory we have today. Dominion we have today. We have today. Thank you, Father. Sakabala under those. Just worship, worship. The battle that was lost in Adam was won in Christ. Man in God's image, righteousness, justification. Man that can dominate. That is not a man that confesses sins. That's not a man struggling to make heaven. Guess what? God created heaven and earth, and he put all things under his feet. That means heaven ought to be under where? Man's feet. But you not say, but we don't see all things under him in Adam. But we see who? We see Jesus. That means in Jesus, that heaven that Adam could not dominate. He could dominate the earth, but not the heaven. But Christ entered into that same heaven. He purified it for us. So the battle that was lost in Adam, it was won in Christ. So today, let no man scare you of heaven. If God created heaven and earth, they are all meant to be under man. Jesus today. Oh, Faliel, the guitar, oh, say that it is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If God created it, then it is under man. Unless heaven is not a creation of God, he has put all things under his feet. Guys, God does not live in heaven. Heaven is for us, okay? He lives in us. Just worship, just worship, just worship. I'm done.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus today. We will never be referred as dead again.
We will never be called dead again. We see Jesus. We see Jesus.
Oh.
Just worship God. Thank you for your salvation. He that has entered into his rest has also ceased from his works, as God did from his. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship. 2 minutes. Please worship, worship.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be glorified.
You are worthy. We are now in your image.
seventh day. It's the Lord of the Sabbath. It's the Lord of the seventh day. We are in today. We are in the seventh day. We are in the day of rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To please God, okay? No more rest to enter. We are there. No more heaven to make. The battle that was lost in Adam. For as in Adam all men die, so in Christ all that believe made alive. Made alive. We didn't do anything though. We simply entered. We didn't do anything. We simply entered. He did it all.
You did it all for me.
So, the work of the 6 days. That would be figurative of what? What he did to save us. For on the seventh day, the word must be preached. And whoever believes is in God's rest. Worked. That means the creation of heaven and earth is an homage to communicate what? What God will do to save us. You have seen God created cucumber, created animal, created I think that's not the point. All through the scripture of whom the prophet prophesied about. Who prophesied about what? The grace that will come unto you. Searching what and manner of what the spirit of Christ which is in them when they spoke beforehand, the what sufferings of Christ and the seventh day. Over
you are worthy to be glorified.
Peter, everybody, let's worship. Worship. Just worship. Just worship. Just worship. Just worship. Just worship. Just worship. Please God, thank you Lord Jesus. Thank you Father. Thank you Lord Jesus. Thank you Lord Jesus. We enjoy our rest. Send us a soldier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Children of the seventh day, just rejoice. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Just rejoice. Even in the grave, Jesus is Lord. Even in the grave. Although, right, I have to tweak that song a bit, but let's just sing it.
My my soul.
Yeah.
are the echoes of the risen Christ. His words are rampant in our mouths. But when we open our mouths, we can't just but sing and say what he has done for us. It's not our fault, it's our obsession. We can't but sing and say it, that he died and rose again. It's our obsession. For truly, you are not normal. Hallelujah. For you are not like, ha 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 ha. Woo! You are not like every man out there. For the battle that was lost in Eden over you is won eternally. And the meaning of rest is that there will never be a war for you to fight again. A war to keep your salvation? No. A struggle to enter heaven? It will never be said of you that you're on a queue trying to enter heaven. For truly, if God created heaven and earth, and heaven is under man, under man, Adam could dominate earth, but he could not dominate heaven. But the battle that was lost in Adam won in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We commit ourselves to this message. We take it all over the earth. On our street, our friends, our neighbors, they will hear of the wonders of the risen Christ. And we bring them to this fraternity to make them see that truly what God said he will do, he has done in Christ. Amen, amen. Thank you. Any first timer today? Thank you. Any first timer? Oh, wow, first time. Hope you are not too wet. Please welcome him, welcome him. Welcome. Oh, sir, are you a first timer? Oh, wow. Okay, not really. Father, we declare you love us.
You love us.
We love him because he first loved us.
Father, we are sure.
We are sure
that you love you. We know you will never happen, never fail.
We are sure that he loves us. We are sure. He's not waiting for our tithes before he loves us, okay? Tell them. And Deborah, how does that make sense? Imagine finishing this message now. I should now open Malachi 3 for you. As I say, there is a Deborah that is in the new creation. All things are under us. Where is the Deborah? Amen. Sir, you're welcome. So, what's the name, sir?
Ifechukwu.
Ifejuwon.
Ifechukwu.
Okay, Ifechukwu. Sorry. So, who invited you, sir?